Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the Magic Book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing, and I want you to know right from the start that you are not alone in this. If your young child has been using unkind words, calling names, or saying mean things when they're upset, I see you. I understand how heartbreaking it can feel when those hurtful words come from your precious little one. But here's what I want you to know, and this is so important. What you're experiencing is not a sign that something is wrong with your child or with your parenting. It's actually a beautiful, normal part of development. Yes, I said beautiful. Let me explain why. The Magic Book has taught me something wonderful about children ages 3 and 4. During these years, your child's language skills are exploding like stardust across the night sky. They're learning dozens of new words every single week, and they're discovering something absolutely fascinating. They're learning that words have power. Words can make things happen. Words can express the enormous feelings swirling inside their little hearts. And sometimes, in their experimentation with this newfound power, they discover that certain words get big reactions. Mean words, hurtful words, words that make grown-ups stop everything and pay attention. Now, here's where the research gets really interesting. According to experts from the National Association for the Education of Young Children, when children use unkind words, they're not trying to be cruel. They're actually in a critical learning phase about communication and emotional expression. Their brains are developing so rapidly, and they're learning how to match their enormous feelings with the right words. But here's the thing, my friend. They don't have all the words yet. They don't have the emotional regulation skills yet. Those skills take years to develop fully. WebMD's child development experts explain that 3 to 4 year olds may begin to use mean words and name calling when they're angry or upset as a completely normal part of testing language boundaries. Think about it this way. Your child is like a little scientist, experimenting with cause and effect. They're learning what happens when I say this word. How do people react? What does this word do? It's not manipulation, my friend. It's learning. It's development. It's their growing brain trying to make sense of this complex world of emotions and communication. The National Academies of Sciences has done beautiful research showing that social-emotional competence and self-regulation develop together during the preschool years. This means that as your child is learning to use kind words, they're also learning to manage their big feelings, to understand other people's perspectives, and to navigate the complex world of friendships and relationships. All of this is happening at the same time, and it's a lot for a little person to learn. So what can we do to help? The Magic Book whispers this wisdom. Children learn kind communication most effectively when we respond with warmth and validation rather than punishment or shame. When your child uses an unkind word, that's actually a teaching moment, a chance to help them learn a better way. Here are some gentle strategies that really work. First, stay calm and connected. I know this is hard when you've just heard your precious child call someone a mean name, but your calm presence is exactly what they need in that moment. Take a deep breath, get down to their eye level, and remember that they're learning. Second, acknowledge their feeling first. You might say something like, "I can see you're feeling really upset right now." Those big feelings are okay. This validation is so important because it teaches your child that their emotions are acceptable, even when their words are not. Third, teach the alternative. This is where the real learning happens. You can say, when you're angry, you can say, "I'm mad," or "I need space," instead of calling names. We use kind words even when we have big feelings. You're giving them the exact words they need, right in the moment when they need them most. Fourth, model kind communication yourself. Children are like little mirrors, reflecting back what they see and hear. When you use respectful language, when you express your own frustrations with kind words, when you apologize when you make mistakes, you're teaching them more powerfully than any lecture ever could. And here's something the Magic Book showed me that I absolutely love. We have a story called The Garden of Gentle Words that teaches this lesson so beautifully. In this story, Ethan and Sophia discover a magical presentation circle where their words bloom into butterfly gardens. Can you imagine? Every gentle word they speak creates beautiful butterflies and flowers. They learn that sharing feelings with kind words helps them grow, just like plants growing through the seasons. This story is perfect for your 3 or 4 year old because it shows them, in a magical and memorable way, that their words have power to create beauty and connection. After you read this story together, you can remind your child, remember how Ethan and Sophia's gentle words made the butterfly garden bloom? Your kind words can create beauty too. The research is so clear on this, my friend. Doctor. Jeannie Ho and Suzanne Funk from the National Association for the Education of Young Children found that when teachers and parents accept and reflect children's feelings, children feel heard and accepted. This validation approach helps children develop emotional regulation through trusted relationships. When children receive consistent modeling of respectful language, coaching in the moment, and acceptance of their feelings, they develop stronger abilities to express emotions appropriately. And here's the hopeful part that I want you to really hear. Children whose parents guide them with patience and teach specific emotion regulation strategies show significantly better social skills and emotional intelligence over time. The unkind words your child is using right now, they're not permanent. They're not a character flaw. They're a learning moment, and with your gentle guidance, your child will learn to use kind words to express their big feelings. The expert consensus is absolutely clear. Responding to unkind words with empathy and teaching moments, rather than shame or punishment, builds your child's capacity for lifelong kind communication. You're not just teaching words, my friend. You're building neural pathways. You're shaping how your child will communicate for the rest of their life, and you're doing it with love, patience, and wisdom. So the next time your child uses an unkind word, I want you to take a deep breath and remember this. Your child is learning. Their brain is developing. They're discovering the power of language. And with your gentle guidance, they're learning that kind words create connection, understanding, and beauty, just like the butterfly gardens in our story. You can find the Garden of Gentle Words and so many other helpful stories in the Book of Inara app. These stories are specifically designed to teach social-emotional skills in ways that children understand and remember. They're like little seeds of wisdom that you plant in your child's heart, and they grow and bloom over time. My wonderful friend, you are doing such important work. Teaching your child to use kind words when they're upset is one of the most valuable gifts you can give them. It takes patience, it takes consistency, and it takes so much love. And I can see that you have all of those things. Keep going. Keep teaching. Keep modeling kindness. Your child is learning from you every single day, and they're so lucky to have you. With love and starlight, Inara.